I am the vine. I am the true vine, excuse me. I am the true vine, and the Father, and my Father, I gotta get my eyeballs to focus here. I got my eyes are watering. I'm sorry about that. Let me try this again. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Now, Father, thank you for the word of God, and I pray you'd help us to understand the truth of your word. And I pray you'd help us to appreciate and love you all the more for it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. This passage of Scripture has a lot of amazing truths in it. So often those truths get, I guess, overshadowed by people teaching, like, once again, this passage of Scripture has something that has a bearing on the doctrine of eternal security, for that matter. How you understand this? He said, "I am the true vine; my Father is the husbandman. Every branch of me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away; and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." And so that part where it says, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." All right. And then in verse 6 he says, if a man abide not in me, is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them, cast them in the fire, and they are burned. Well, the problem is that when you look at that passage of Scripture, many people like to take those and say, see, if you don't bear fruit, you're lost and God's going to cast you away. That's not what it's saying, by the way. First of all, it says every branch in me that beareth not fruit. A person has to be in Christ. And then secondly, when he talks about that being cast aside and being cast forth as a branch and withered, he says men gather them. He didn't say the angels gather him, because men don't send people to hell. The angels do. God brings forth his angels to gather out all the things that offend and are wicked. Man's not sending anybody to hell. Alright, so this is not talking about a person losing their salvation, but it is very important that we learn and understand it properly, and it is important that we bear fruit. And, there's a lot of things that are very clear that are said there. And first of all, verse 4 says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. And he says also in verse 7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So when we look at this passage of Scripture, we talk about the bearing of fruit, it's very clear that we cannot do it without a good, vibrant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We must abide in Him. Okay? And so there are consequences that are there. And we can look at the other verses about being cast forth as a branch and all those things. These are the people that don't abide in Christ the way they should. And they become totally irrelevant to anything that's worth. And men don't pay any attention to them. Jesus said, if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden underfoot of men. And this is the picture here that he's talking about. We become useless to God if we don't abide in Christ. And that's a scary prospect. Even the Apostle Paul said he kept under his body lest after having preached to others, he himself should be a castaway. He wasn't concerned about losing his salvation. He was concerned about being of no use to God. Are you of any use to God today? That's the question you ought to ask yourself. We ought not deceive ourselves on that point. The good news is God is a God of redemption. If we failed, we can go back. But I want to focus more on this passage of, I mean, we can find redemption in Him. We can be forgiven. We can serve the Lord. But what I want to focus on here is before we ever get to any of that. And I want you to see something here today about what God is doing. And this is something that, here's what I want you to tell you today. You can bear fruit. Now, when we talk about bearing fruit, most people often look at the Holy Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. And I won't deny that that may factor into this. Obviously, it's going to factor into it when we're whatever we're talking about. But that's the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of the Christian. All that's necessary for that to come out is for us to yield ourselves to the Spirit. And part of that is all about abiding in Christ. There's no denying that. But there's another thing about this, is that when we talk about the fruit of the Christian, the fruit of the Christian is other Christians too. We're to bear fruit. We can talk about this, and I think it encompasses not just one or the other, but the whole aspect of it. But notice what he says. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. My Father, I'm the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I'm the true vine, my Father is the gardener. My Father is the one that does the farming and does the care and maintenance of this vine. And so we were talking about people that are in a vine and that are in Christ, and he says that he's the husbandman. And he said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now we understand that understanding of that. If you have done any gardening or farming or anything like that, you have different things that you look at. And we say that if we have any understanding of that, we say we have certain things that you have to do. You go in, and as you are with your plants, if you see something that's diseased, you do something about it. You cut it off, or you find something to treat it with, right? When you're growing tomatoes, a lot of times you'll have, and even corn. Corn has that same thing too. It has little shoots that come off the bottom. Sometimes they're called sucker shoots. And they're going to just take out life from the plant. They're not going to give anything back. And so you pull them off. So that way, you know, that right at the bottom, you pull them out. And so that way the whole plant gets all the nutrients and is going up into production of ears of corn. In tomatoes, you got right at the little joints where the branches come out. Sometimes you have what's called a little sucker branch that comes out there. It'll start as a little bitty tiny, it looks like a little bitty tiny leaf coming out, and then it turns into a stalk, and then it gets out leaf. And generally, those suckers don't ever produce any tomatoes. And so what you do when you see that little thing coming out of there, you reach in and you pinch it off. And you go down and you find diseased leaves and you cut them off, and those things like that, you prune. And over time, if you're managing anything, if you have a fruit tree or something like that, there comes a time that in order for it to keep producing the way it's supposed to or to get the best yield, you have to prune it. And so the Lord is the vine, and we're the branches, and the Father is the one that does the pruning. And here's the thing about it, folks, and this is the thing I want you to understand. And I said, you can bear fruit. All you have to do is bear a little bit of fruit. All you have to do is start small. You see, every branch that doesn't bear fruit, he takes it away. Eventually, you become irrelevant to anything. You don't do anything for God. It's all about you. Now, thankfully, like I said, that can change because 1 John 1:9 is still in the Bible. But if you and I just bear a little bit of fruit, he said, every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purges it that may bring forth more fruit. So he prunes, he purges, he does what's necessary to help that vine and the branches on that vine to bear more fruit. So that means we can bear fruit. If you bear a little bit of fruit, he'll purge you where you can bring forth more fruit. And he said, Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. And he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So what I'm trying to tell you in a very simple, straightforward message this afternoon is wherever you are in your happy life on this earth or unhappy life or whatever you may want to have, however you're looking at your life, if you're a child of God, if you are in Christ, you can bear fruit. And your Heavenly Father will help you bear fruit and more fruit. He'll purge you so you can bring forth more fruit. But there is a requirement for us to do what? Bear fruit. If we want to be of any use to God, we've got to bear fruit. We start small. It doesn't have to be a big thing. One of the reasons I tell you to pass out tracts is because that's easy to do. That's a simple thing to do. It's not a great theological debate. It's not standing up preaching a sermon. It's not going out preaching on the street. It's not even knocking on a door. It's just saying, hello, how you doing? Just want to invite you to church. And that's a simple place to start. It's really the most basic place to start that you could think of. Telling somebody about Jesus. Putting the gospel in their hand. But the goal is to bear fruit. And God says if we bear a little bit of fruit, He'll purge us that we'll bring forth more fruit. And He wants us to bear much fruit. But I want you to think for a moment. Yes, it's sobering to think that we could become irrelevant when it comes to the work of God and what God's trying to do. We can become that irrelevant person. And we can become irrelevant not just to God but to man. In the sense of that gone, where man just looks at us and says, there's no good there. Talk some about that in the morning service about do you love the truth, right? I mean, if the world looks at us and they say they don't care about the truth, they say it's the Bible's true, but they don't care about the Bible. You know, why should we care about the Bible, right? That's one way we become irrelevant, and that's scary, and that's a reality. But on the flip side of that, there's something that's absolutely wonderful right in this verse. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that that may bring forth more fruit. You know what that tells me? That tells me that the Heavenly Father wants me to be successful in the bearing of fruit, in the abiding in Christ. And he's a wonderful husbandman. You know, I've been talking about my garden, and one of the biggest problems I've had in my garden is the rain. We've just had so much rain that it's, you know, I've had difficulty with drainage, and if your yard don't drain well, then the water gets in the roots begin to rot, and there's different things that happen. Especially tough on potatoes. I've been trying to do the potatoes. One of the problems I had with my potatoes is that because it was so wet, I could not heal my potatoes the way I wanted to. And if I was able to heal my potatoes and get them up the way that I wanted to do from the beginning, the yield would have been better, because you would have had more of the plant covered, and it could have put out nodules and then put out tubers and made potatoes. And so that's one of the things you do with potatoes. You want to try to heal them up from time to time as they're growing, so that way they'll produce more potatoes. That's the goal. And I didn't get to do that as much as I wanted to. I only got to heal them once, and then I had so much rain I couldn't heal them. And the only thing, if I'd have went out there and tried to do it, I'd have been digging up big old slaps of mud and throwing it on my potato plants, and that's not good for them either. And so I kind of just had to cut my losses on that. But God doesn't ever have to cut his losses. He's always working. You know, if you're a loss, it's because you chose to be a loss. But if we'll just set our heart to be fruit-bearing Christians and yield ourselves to God, we can't lose. We will bear fruit. There'll be a reward. There'll be something to look forward to on that glory day, because God, he never forgets to do what's necessary for us to bear fruit. You see, I had another thing issue with my potatoes. I got busy and I didn't go back here and check them. I found out something was eating on them. And so I had to try to remedy that. But man, when those things, you know, I look back there and there are things that eat on the thing. There are stink bugs. And I know God made stink bugs for a reason, but I don't like stink bugs, especially in the garden. But if I want to keep ahead of the stink bugs, I got to go back there. I got to be back there and check on them. And then the deer come in. Sometimes the deer were eating on it and everything. Got to find a way to get rid of the deer and run the deer off somewhere else and everything like that. And you know, because my potato patch is a little bit, you know, ways behind the house, pretty good ways behind the house. And so if the animals come up there and start eating on it or something like that, I got to try to figure that out. But, you know, God never forgets. He's never lax. He never has a circumstance that would prevent him from doing what he needs to do. So whatever it is you need as a Christian, your Heavenly Father is there, and he never sleeps and never slumbers, and he can work in your life, and you can become what you need to be. You can bear fruit. The devil can't stop him from doing his work. The world can't stop him. And we ought to be able to believe him. I'm going to the jail, Lord willing, this afternoon with the goal of trying to lead somebody to the Lord. I kind of waited for Brother Walker to say something, but he had six people profess faith in Christ last week in the jail ministry. Now, that's wonderful. But that's the work of God. He just wanted to be a fruit-bearing Christian. So he decided he'd go into jail. And he was able to talk to people. And we had six people make a profession of faith. Praise the Lord. And time will tell about how much of that fruit will remain and all that type of stuff, and whether it was genuine or not, or whatever the case may be. We don't worry about that. We can't worry about that. All we can do is do our best to try to lead people to Christ and teach them to observe all things whatsoever He commanded us, and you know, baptize them and all the things we're supposed to do, disciple them, and all that we're supposed to do. We do what we can in that regard. But we're never going to get anybody in the baptistry if we don't do the other things first. We've got to go and we've got to tell them. We've got to teach them. We've got to become the people we ought to be. And sometimes that seems like a daunting task, especially, and that's the way the devil wants you to think about it, that, oh, it's just too late for you. You'll never bear fruit. You'll never make it. But that's a lie. Because Jesus Christ is the true vine. If you're in Him, there's plenty of life there. There's plenty of everything we need. And then we have the Heavenly Father. He's the husband. And if we just bear a little fruit, He'll make sure that we bear forth much fruit. And He's more fruit. And when we bear much fruit, He's glorified. It's in His best interest for us to succeed. Did you know that? You know, there are a lot of preaching today that God wants you to succeed and everything like that, and that's twisted around into thinking that it's talking about money and things like that. But where God wants you to succeed is that being a Christian. He wants you to succeed at being that person whose life is a testimony to the grace of God, that you get the victory over sin, that you learn to walk in the Spirit, and it's evident to the world that Jesus Christ has made a difference in your life. And He wants you to be successful in leading other people to faith in Christ and getting the gospel out and bearing fruit. And so if you'll just do your best to bear a little, you said, oh, I can't do much. I don't have much. When has that ever stopped God? You know, when there were over 5,000 hungry people, 5,000 men plus their mama and the babies, and there were only 5 loaves and 2 fishes, did that stop Him? When there were 7,000 or 4,000 and there were 7 loaves and a couple fishes, and did that stop Him? Did He ever have any problem with the fact that there wasn't much to work with? And you can talk about yourself all you want to, and you can down yourself all you want to, and you can talk about all the things that you're unable to do and can't accomplish, and you can't do this and you can't do that, and I'm too weak to do this, I'm too weak to do that. But there's one thing you can do if you just trust Him, and that's bear fruit. If you'll learn to abide in Christ and let the Father work on you, you can bear fruit. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. And then He says, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. You say, I don't feel like I'm fit to go out and be a witness for Christ. I don't know. He just said, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. There you go. Problem solved. But it's a matter of just believing. Everything we do is by faith. And He says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. That sure sounds like answered prayer to me. Then it says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. You want to be a good disciple? You can be. It's there. Really simple preaching today, isn't it? It's all a matter of just believing God. Do you believe that God can use you? Do you believe that you can bear fruit? I didn't ask you whether you believe that God could use people, or that God could use someone. I'm asking, do you believe that God can use you? I'm the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. You know, there's nothing, if we were to just put this in the parlance, that I would, and we put ourselves in the place of the plant or the branch or whatever it is, you know, God never has anything that would prevent him from healing the potatoes. He never has anything that would he never forgets to heal the potatoes. He never forgets to purge the garden. He never forgets to clip off that which is disease. He never forgets to pull off that which will not bear fruit. And you say, well, I think it's past time for me. I don't think so. That's not your decision to make. That's really not your decision to make. I mean, I go into my garden, I go to that tomato plant, and I pull that sucker off, and I throw it away. But you know what I found out? I can take that sucker, and I can pull it out. And if I leave it right there on that tomato plant, it'll grow out and it won't grow any tomatoes. It'll just leaf out. And the plant will grow fewer tomatoes. But if that sucker gets up there about an inch or two long, you know what I could actually do with that sucker? I can go over there and pull it off, and I can come over here. Now, if I throw it away, it'll wither and die. But if I take it and put it in a little pot of dirt and just set it in there and start to water it, did you know it'll grow into a new tomato plant? And it'll grow up and produce tomatoes. Now, if I could do that with a tomato plant, what can God do with a Christian who just says, Lord, I want to bear fruit? Regardless of how far gone you think you are. What could he do? I don't think there's any problem with us bearing fruit other than our unwillingness to do so. And you don't have to have a lot. You just have to have the desire. You just have to bear a little fruit. And your Heavenly Father is faithful to work so that we can bear much fruit. Well, sure, it would be good if we just start believing God again. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for the Word of God, and I just pray you'd help us to be fruitful Christians, to bear fruit, to let the fruit of the Spirit be known in our lives and bear fruit in the form of other people being saved, to care about the souls of men. Help us, Lord, to realize that we have a true vine and a husbandman that love us and will provide us for all we need, that we can indeed bear fruit. And Lord, help us to believe that and help us to desire it above all things. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.